taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we hear from Dr. James Reeves, a psychiatrist at University Medical Center. COVID-19 has significantly impacted the elderly, from the risk of severe illness to isolation from family and friends. But Dr. Reeves says those over the age of 65 are proving resilient during this pandemic. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome to this edition of Health Matters. Our guest today is Dr. James Reeves, a psychiatrist with the University Medical Center. And it is good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You deal with folks of all ages and dealing with all kinds of issues that might require them to seek the help of a psychiatrist. But today we're talking about senior adults as it relates to COVID. And when I saw the schedule and what we're going to talk about, I thought we'd be asking you a lot of questions about how awful and challenging this is for seniors. Let's begin with some good news that of our age groups that you're familiar with, seniors seem to be handling the stress of COVID-19 maybe better than others. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yeah. In fact, study after study over time has shown that seniors actually deal with stress much more effectively than all the younger age groups. In fact, a study in June they did this past year showed that the rates of depression, anxiety for seniors, those 65 and above, were much less than all the other age groups. It goes to about 6% or so with depression, mm-hmm. anxiety, to about 16% for those in the age group immediately below that, all the way up to 35 to 50% in the youngest age groups. So you can see how much of a difference seniors do in terms of coping with the COVID crisis, how much better that they've been. And there's a lot of different studies prior to this. Hurricane Katrina, the SARS pandemic have all shown similar results.
So generally, our senior population copes with all trauma, it seems, that we've studied better than other age groups do.
Yes, sir. Study after study seems to point that out.
As a layman, that would surprise me on the one hand until I think about it and think what people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s have gone through in their life, that this is another thing to deal with. And do you think it's primarily that experience that has made them deal with it a little bit better?
Yes, sir. Exactly. That's exactly what people are thinking. When you talk to seniors, when you do these studies, you find out that they have dealt with much more stress than any other age group combined. If you think about the wars and recessions that this country has been through over the last 70 years, plus their own personal crises, dealing with health issues or family issues or things, and they've learned what works and what doesn't work for themselves, and they've adapted and adjusted over time to all these multiple things. So now when COVID comes around, this is actually not so bad compared to all the other things they've been through. And that's kind of what we see is some really healthy coping mechanisms in older adults that younger adults just haven't managed yet.
A few years ago, there was a government shutdown, and a friend of mine sent me a picture from the World War II Memorial in the nation's capital, where they set up barriers around it, and the World War II veterans weren't supposed to break the barrier, and the caption was something like, "They stormed the beaches of Normandy." These fences and police officers in short pants probably didn't concern them very much. Books have been written about the greatest generation. It appears to be a tougher generation in many ways. And you agree with that from your medical perspective?
Yes. I think, like you said, the difficulties and hardships that people have been through have definitely shown that they have learned to adjust and cope in ways that younger people just haven't had the experience with. And I'm sure over time they will learn to adjust to this in the future, just like they're adjusting to it now.
I'm sure it's not 100%. I'm sure there are seniors who do have concerns and maybe would want to talk to a psychiatrist about their concerns about COVID. But in counseling them or talking with them, if they are stressed about this or anything, what are some of the techniques you use to reassure them, help their confidence level, and maybe calm nerves a little bit, especially in senior adults? What would be your procedure?
Sure. I think if you do look at the studies on what's been most effective for seniors in coping, there's a few things that tend to stand out. Number one is that they've learned to actually, maybe most importantly, see the positive in things, accept things for the way that they are. Don't look to try to change things, but understand that COVID is here and let's make the best of it as they can. And they've learned over time to see that there are positive things in every negative, and that is a very effective coping mechanism that seniors have used that we can learn from, I think, as a society.
Is there something we can do, those of us who are older and people who are older than me who think our young people today just aren't as tough as we were and certainly not as tough as our parents were? Is there anything we can do to constructively and in a positive way help younger generations understand that life is going to throw them curves now and then, maybe a pandemic now and then. Is there anything we can do to reach back and strengthen their resolve in dealing with issues?
Yeah, I think it's you can learn a lot from seniors and from their experiences, and I think that's an important part that we can learn to is learning from their coping skills, learning from their experiences in ways that have helped. For instance, one of the things that seniors have done very effectively now and in the past with stress is learning how to focus their energy and their thoughts in a positive direction, taking up new hobbies, learning to do things that they haven't done before, which allows them to not be distracted by all the negative news, but in ways that help them to grow and to adjust. And that's something that I think younger people and those of us can learn from in terms of the way that seniors have grown. And in fact, many seniors have taken up virtual Zoom and other types of things just as much as younger people. They've learned to adapt and adjust in ways that help them to maintain those relationships. So I think that ability to adjust is something that we could all learn from.
Whatever your age, wringing your hands, pacing the floor may relieve a little tension, but it doesn't really solve the inner problems of coping, of dealing, of putting one foot in front of the other. Is that accurate, too?
Yes, sir, exactly right. And I think the important thing that you mentioned earlier is that despite all of the good ways that people who are older have learned to cope, there are still some people that have problems.
Sure.
And I think that those people, especially those who are maybe unable to access virtual platforms like other seniors may be able to, or those who are facing medical issues and they don't have that ability to interact because of the isolation that we've seen with that. And so that's probably a population that I think we should pay more attention to, or those that lack those normal coping mechanisms that other seniors have.
Do seniors as a group, however, sometimes be reluctant to reach out for help, reaching back for all of that experience, going, well, I dealt with that, I'll just deal with this on my own, and maybe they would do well to reach out for just a little bit of a conversation with a professional.
Exactly, yeah. And that's where I think we as in medicine have tried to adjust and do things through telemedicine. And so a lot of our work nowadays, especially in mental health, in fact, all of our work now at the university is through telehealth purposes. And so we ensure that we reach out to those seniors who have that need and make sure that there's a virtual connection that we can make ensure that those people have the counseling and the help that they need to adjust to this situation.
A lot of senior adults will see you talking about this. If they're watching this and going, you know, I'm dealing with this pretty well, but it would be nice to sit down and talk with someone, maybe a university senior employee, what would you encourage them to do as a first step?
Yeah, I think we have on campus, at least for those on university staff and family members and so forth like that, we have a brand new wellness clinic on the university, the staff faculty wellness clinic, where we take care of not only faculty and staff, but their family members. And we have a very dedicated group of professionals of various ranges, from social workers to nurses to psychiatrists to psychologists. And we're here to help those folks. And we have availability to help those folks, dedicated time to reach out. And they're happy to call us and to work with us to schedule a time where we can work through whatever difficulties they may be experiencing.
And they can do that by calling or by going to the UMC website, their pages, and find the right avenues to go to set up an appointment to maybe see you or another professional.
Absolutely, yeah. University Medical Center has some links there. I'll provide the number, which is 205-348-1265. That's our receptionist area, and we're happy to work with them to set up those appointments as we can to help folks.
Dr. James Reeves, thank you for your expertise and your good guidance and advice today. It's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.